Good morning. My name is Nicole, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramics second quarter earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, press the pound key. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. David Rudnick to begin. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning and good evening, and welcome to China Ceramics second quarter 2011 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhaidong Wang, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hand. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, may I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today, and refer you to a more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties with the company's filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, August 10, 2011. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement its financial results presented in accordance with IFRS, management may make reference to certain non-GAAP financial measures which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to understand the company's performance. A statement reconciling any non-GAAP measures to nearest GAAP equivalents can be found on the earnings press release distributed earlier today. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Zhaidong Wang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen, who will be translating for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫，我代表中国陶瓷公司，欢迎各位参加公司2011年第二季度的盈利电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone joining our 2011 second quarter earnings conference call.
我们非常高兴地宣布，公司在2011年第二季度取得很好的财务报表，在销售和增利润两个方面都取得双位数的同比增长。
We are very excited to report another quarter of exceptional results, achieving double-digit growth in both top-line and bottom-line performance.
在过去的第二季度，瓷砖数量和平均售价同比增长29%和5%，是公司销售取得5730万美金的主要原因。该同比37%的涨幅。 充分体现那公司的优势的产品以及非凡的竞争优势。除去股票费用，公司第二季度非美国通用会计准则的增利润达1150万美金，同比增长32%，充分显示我们强劲的定价权。
Driven by 29% increase in sales volume of ceramic tiles and coupled with a 5% increase in our average selling price, revenues in the second quarter was up about 37% to RMB 272.3 million or US$57.3 million. These results demonstrate our superior product quality and China Ceramics' compelling competitive positioning. Excluding the non-cash share-based compensation expenses, non-GAAP net profit was RMB 74.8 million or US$11.5 million, an increase of 32% year over year due to our increasing price power.
与此同时，我们集中精力扩大产能。 计划从目前的全年总产能4200万平方米 于2011年底增加到7200万平方米。对于恒达产能，我们计划在今年年底把产能提高30%至4200万平方米。该工厂预计今年总共的资本开支2700万美金。
In addition to generating strong quarterly results, we are also focused on expanding our annual capacity from 42 million square meters of ceramic tiles to 72 million square meters by the end of 2011. For the Hengda facility, our plan is to increase capacity to 42 million square meters by the end of 2011, up 30% from the current 32.2 million square meters. The total capital expenditures in 2011 for Hengda are estimated to be RMB 175 million, equivalent to US dollar 27 million.
对于恒达力工厂，我们计划于今年第三季度完成产能扩张，使前年产能达到3000万平方米。与去年年底水平相比，产能扩大200%，而且计划于今年第四季度开始提高工厂的产能利用率。该工厂今年的预计资本开支为3000万美金。这样，恒达和恒达力两个工厂的今年预计总共投资开支为5700万美金。
As for the Hengda facility, we plan to increase the production capacity to 30 million square meters by the end of quarter 3, 2011, ramming up its utilization in the fourth quarter, a 200% increase from 2010 level. The total capital expenditure associated with the expansion is expected to be RMB 195 million or US dollar 30 million. The total capital expenditures for both facilities are RMB 370 million or US dollar 57 million.
在过去的第二季度，我们开始生产釉面仿古砖，命名为大唐陶都。该产品的壳身为尺寸较大，而且表面光滑，且有大理石纹理。我们计划在四月份开始正式生产该产品，而且称现该系列会深受客户的欢迎，主要是由于该产品天功能和价格的双重优势，是成为大理石和其他石材的理想代替品。
In the second quarter of 2011, we started to produce a new product series of polished glazed tiles, which are large-sized ceramic tiles with glossy surfaces and marble-like patterns under the brand name of Pottery Capital of Tang Dynasty. We launched this new product in April and are confident that this new product will be well received by our customers because it represents both a functional and cost-effective replacement for actual marble or stone materials.
中国陶瓷非常重视企业的监管、透明度以及和投资者的沟通。最近我们把2009年和2010年的工商年年检报告的中文以及英文分析一同上传了公司的网页，供投资者审阅。同时，我们恒达瓷砖第四届品牌实验室评为中国500个最佳价值的品牌之一。
At China Ceramics, we value effective shareholder communication as well as corporate transparency. Most recently,we reconciled our 2009 and 2010 SAIC filings and posted the report to our corporate website for investors to access. Our brand name, Tiger, was recently awarded one of China's 500 most valuable brands, as certified by the World Brand Supply.
对第二季度的财务报表，我们非常满意。同时，我们对公司未来的发展也满怀信心。我期望未来季度和年度盈利发报电话会议召开，并且期盼着各位阐述公司在盈利和财务方面的表现情况。
We are very pleased with our second quarter financial performance and optimistic with the opportunities ahead. I look forward to sharing more information on China Ceramics' operational and financial progress in the quarters ahead.
以下我把时间交给公司的首席财务官向万，由他为大家详细汇报2011年第二季度的财务报表。谢谢。
With that, I would like to turn over the call to our company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's second quarter 2011 earnings results in more detail. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results. Revenue for the second quarter of 2011 was RMB 272.3 million, equivalent to US$57.3 million, up 36.7% compared to the same quarter last year. The increase was primarily driven by 29.2% increase in the sales volume of ceramic tiles to 13.7 million square meters from 10.6 million square meters in the same period last year. We also raised the selling price of our porcelain tiles by 5% in February 2011, which led to US$1.2 million of our revenue increase. Gross profit for the second quarter of 2011was RMB 113.4 million, or US$17.5 million, up 33.7% from the last year. Gross margin was 30.5%, compared to 31.1% for the same period last year. The slight decreased gross margin were due to higher production costs. Selling and distribution expenses were RMB 3.1 million, or US$0.5 million, compared to RMB 1.5 million, or US$0.2 million in the second quarter of 2010. The year-over-year increase was primarily due to increased travel and advertising expenses. Administrative expensesFor the second quarter were RMB 9.6 million, or US$1.5 million, up 60% from last year. The year-over-year increase was primarily due to the additional expenses of US$0.4 million of non-cash share-based compensation expenses related to an incentive program to retain directorsand senior management. Profit before taxation for the second quarter was RMB 97.9 million, or US$15.1 million, up 28.6% from the comparable period last year. The year-over-year increase was the result of higher revenue, though somewhat offset by higher sellingand administrative expenses discussed earlier. Net profit for the second quarter of 2011 was RMB 72.4 million, or US$11.1 million, up 20.1% from the comparable period in 2010, resulting from high revenue which was offset by higher selling and administrative expenses. Non-GAAP net profit, which excludes the share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 74.8 million, or US$11.5 million, up 32.4% year over year. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 3.97, or US$0.61 for the second quarter of 2011, down 20.5% from the same period last year. Diluted EPS for the second quarter of 2011 were computed using 18.3 million shares, while diluted EPS for the comparable period a year ago were computed using 10.2 million shares. Non-GAAP earnings per fully diluted share, which excluded the effect of share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 4.1 or US$0.63, compared with RMB 5.55 or US$0.81 in the same period in 2010. A review on the first half of 2011 financial performance is as follows. Revenue for the 6 months end June 30th, 2011 was RMB 680.2 million or US$104.1 million, up 35.7% compared to the same period last year. Gross profit was RMB 208.7 million or US$32 million, an increase of 35.4% compared to the same period last year. Gross margin was 30.7%, which was the same for the same period last year. Net profit was RMB 126.4 million or US$19.4 million, up 24.3% year over year. Non-GAAP net profit, which excludes the share-based compensation expenses, were RMB 135.9 million or US$20.8 million compared to RMB 101.7 million or US$14.9 million in the first half of 2010. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 6.93 or US$1.06. On a non-GAAP basis, compared to RMB 7.45 or US$1.14 in the first 6 months of 2010. Turning to our balance sheet, as of June 30th, 2011, we had a cash of RMB 51.6 million or US$8 million as compared to RMB 263.5 million or US$39.9 million at the end of last year. Cash was spent on capital expenditure to purchase of new kilns and production lines to replace older manufacturing equipment at Hengda, as well as the continuation of its Phase 2 construction at Hendeli during the first half of 2011. As of June 30, 2011, we had an inventory turnover of 83 days compared to 73 days as of December 31, 2010. Our receivable turnover was 95 days and the payable turnover was 81 days. Bank borrowings were RMB 137 million or US dollars, $21.2 million, up from US dollars, $14.7 million as of year end. Capital expenditure for the first half were approximately RMB 244.5 million, equivalent to US dollar 37.4 million. Of this amount, approximately RMB 129.1 or US dollar 19.6 million related to the Hengdeli facility and RMB 115.4 million or US dollar 17.8 million related to Hengde facility. Total capital expenditure for the fiscal year 2011 are planned to be an estimated RMB 317 million or US dollar 57 million. We believe that our cash flow from operations combined with our cash balances and borrowing capacity will be sufficient to meet the remaining capital expenditure requirements of the production capacity expansion associated with the Hengde and Hengdeli facilities. Moving on to our outlook. Looking into the future, the company's backlog of orders for delivery in the third quarter of 2011 is approximately US dollars 61.9 million, representing a year-over-year growth rate of 36.1% compared to the third quarter of 2010. The expected sales volume in the third quarter of 2011 is approximately 14.6 million square meters. We are confident in the continued demand for our products spurred by a sustained urbanization trend in China, our continued focus on Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, which continue to realize solid construction growth, and a continued improvement of GDP per capita, have been recently named as a preferential provider of building materials for affordable housing, a government program which stimulates the building of 10 million this year of a total 36 million housing units, which is further testimony to the prominence of our name brand in China. With that, we would like to open up the call to your questions. Operator.
As a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We will pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question is from the line of Penhua Zhu of Roth Capital Partners.
Hello, good evening. First, congratulations on the good quarter. So my first question is about the pricing. So I just wonder whether you can provide us with a breakdown of your average selling price by the brands. Say what is the ASP for Hengda brand and what is the ASP for Hengdeli brand?
我翻译一下这个问题，黄总。那么这位投资者是来自罗斯资本的。那么他是想就是首先恭喜这公司取得这么好的一个季度。那么他第一个问题就是想就是跟让我们谈一谈，就是我们这个平均售价，根据就是这个客户的这个分类来看的话，这个销售这个平均售价的分类是怎么样？
For brand only, Hengde has a higher average selling price, and this is approximately 28 RMB per square meter. And for Hengdeli, that has around 25 to 26 RMB on average selling price, because it's a newer brand.
Okay, so as we all know that Honda is a very famous brand of your of China ceramics, and we feel confident in the pricing of Honda. However, Honda is a new brand introduced last year, and we believe that the market might need time to accept this brand. So can you also comment on the pricing trend for the Honda brand?
那么接下来这个问题就想问，就是我们恒达和恒达利两个品牌，那么当然恒达都是大家都知道是很在中国是很出名，那么我们的这个就是这个给客户就是给的价钱的溢价权比较高，那么对于恒达利是去年才推出的，那么这位先生他相信就是说市场可能需要一段时间去接受这个新的这个品牌，那么管理层是怎么看待刚才提出这个想法还有这个观点呢？
Yes, for Honda, the market strategy is for the medium to high-end market. Since we had a new factory last year, we have to test on the market so that we have issued a new brand name, the Honda Li, aiming for the medium market on our strategy.To produce some medium class of the ceramic tiles to test on the market. And for a long run, of course, we, as I mentioned, our products are aiming for medium to high-end products. And for a long run, I think for an established company like Honda, it is very normal to have more than one brand.To aim for different level of the market.
Okay, thanks, sir. And my next question is about the DIO days inventory outstanding and DSO. So, per our calculation, for this quarter, DIO increased from 73 days at the end of fiscal year 2010 to 87 days now, and the DSOs also increased from 113 days increased from 95 days to 113 days. So can you provide some color on the drivers that the DIO and the DSOs increased so much?
那么接下来这个问题就是财务数据上面的，这位先生他想知道就是同比的话他发现我们 DSO 和 DIO 就是同比增加都是比较大，所以就是 Emma 你能谈一下这个计算的方式是怎么计算的吗？
So that is not my question. So my question is that you know first it is not year over year, it is the DIO for the end of this quarter.Compared to the DIO at the end of the fiscal year 2010, so basically I can translate it by myself. So, 黄总，信总，就是说是那个关于那个 DIO 跟 DSO 嘛，就是说根据我们的计算，就是说根据公司那个披露的新闻稿里面的一些财务数据的计算，然后呢，我们大概算下来，就是说是按照那个过去十二个月的那个收入来计算的话，那。截止到二季度末的这个 DIO 大概在87天，那2010年末只有73天，那 DSO 的话现在有113天啊，那个2010年末可能只有95天，所以说增长的还是很快的，所以说我们就想了解一下说是什么原因，就是说导致这两项指标增长的这么快哦。
First of all, for the DIO and Yeah, you may notice from our press release that as of June 30th, we have 83 days. This is because we have increased our inventory on the raw material because this is, we have to meet up the demand for the third quarter, which is the peak season during the year. And Also, the price of raw material have been increasing. This is the reason why we have some spare inventory for such strategy. to meet up our new demand in the third quarter. And for the DSO, I think you may also notice from our press release, we actually have the same 95 days for our trade receivable turnover as of June 30th, 2011, and also the December 31st, 2010.
Okay, so Edmund, you mentioned that the DSO now is also 95 days?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so our calculation shows it is 113 days. So we can talk up maybe after the call, and we can talk about the formulas we use to compare why we reach the different answers. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So my last question is about the CapEx. Based on your fiscal year 11 CapEx guidance, we estimate that the CapEx for second half 2011 is about RMB 126 million. So given that the cash on hand now is only RMB 56 million, while cash flow from operations seems not able to make up the gap. So what do you think that China Ceramics will finance the CapEx in the second half of 2011?
那么我也是简单翻译一下这个问题，接下来就是有关我们的资本开支的。那么按照我们之前提供的指引的话，就是财年2011年的 guidance 的话，对于下半年的话呢，就是我们就预期就资本开支大概是1.36亿。那么就是我们现在账上的现金大概有5600万人民币。那么这位先生是想问，就是看从我们这个营业上的产生的这个现金来看的话，或许会对我们下半年这个资本开支的话，可能还有一定的距离。他就想问，就是下半年的这个资本开支的话，我们是用什么方式去维持，或者是说，下半年的这个运转的话，资本开支方面的话，有什么想法可以跟大家分享一下
？And first of all, we still believe the cash generated from our operating activity can sustain the capex for our second half this year, and all this capex will be on schedule. And in case if we need some cash cushion for our capex or working capital, we have the following capacity from the bank, which we believe can also sustain our working capital or the capex in the second half year.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. Again, congratulations on another good quarter. Thanks. 谢谢黄总和 Edmund.
Again, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. That is star 1 to ask a question. There are no questions at this time. I would now like to turn the call back over to Mr. Rupnik.
Hello, David.
Are there any closing remarks?
This concludes China Ceramics on second earnings conference call. We appreciate all of your participation on the call. Thank you very much. If you need additional information, please contact the company or those of us at CCG. Thanks again. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.